This is Indio Radio. You're listening to That MMA Show.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of That MMA Show here on Indio Radio. I am your host, as always, Jeremy Johnson. And today we are all about the mixed martial arts action, which we do here every week on Indio Radio. A lot of good music is going to be played today, too, though. I tell you what, if you have not really listened to the Indio Radio station lately, the music is really good. I mean, it's just, it's something that we play the harder stuff here at Indio Radio during our show. But, you know, it's all about the music here at Indio, and it's all about the mixed martial arts action on our show. And we have a lot to cover this week. We have John Jones, who has been reinstated to the UFC. Where do you guys think that puts him into the mix now? Is it an instantaneous title shot against Daniel Cormier? Does he have to have one fight coming back? Has he got to beat a top 10 contender? You know, does he have to beat Rumble Johnson? And, you know, what is it going to be? What do you think out there? So let me know on Twitter, at That MMA Show. What do you think about John Jones coming up? Also today, we are going to be talking about cutting weight, which anyone who has ever competed in any type of combat sport that was weight-specific, and I mean wrestling, I mean Brazilian jiu-jitsu, kickboxing, you know, any of that type of stuff, it's all about cutting weight. And so today, we are talking to Lou Giordano. He is one of the fastest rising right now nutrition people coming up. He works with Eddie Gordon in the UFC. He's doing a lot of really interesting work. And so we're going to be talking to him today in just a little bit. That one will be a lot of fun. We'll also go over last night's Bellator action and talk about UFC that is going to go down tonight from Ireland, which Holloway and Smolka. Now, the main event fell off of this fight with Dustin Poirier being injured. There's just a whole lot of action to talk about this week. We'll also talk a little bit about the Rumble Time promotions that we went to in St. Louis, Missouri last night. We'll also talk about some things we're going to be doing locally here in the St. Louis area coming up. So all about some good action that way. And, you know, we bring it to you every week here on That MMA Show. So follow us on Twitter, at That MMA Show. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatMMAShow. Go check out our website, thatmmashow.com. We are all over the social media scene, Snapchat, Tumblr. We've got it all. So, you know what, guys? I am ready to kick this off, so stick with us, because coming up next, we are going to be talking all about the UFC action that is going to go down tonight, so stick with us right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Start it up. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Hello, guys. This is Steve Wonderboy Thompson, and you are listening to That MMA Show.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and we are talking about UFC Dublin. It is Fight Night 76. It will all go down in just a couple hours from now, actually, here, 3 p.m. Central Time, 4 p.m. Eastern, on UFC Fight Pass. Now, this is a Fight Pass only card, and if you do not have Fight Pass, I'm going to tell you again, if you are an MMA fan, not just a UFC fan, it is well worth your $9 a month. I mean, it has everything from Shooto and Pancrase to XFO in Chicago, Titan Fighting Championships. They've all signed deals now with Fight Pass to be broadcast there. Invicta FC, I mean, they've all out there, and it is just the back library of fights that you can get is insane. I am talking the old Pride days, all of the shows, the Ultimate Fighter. It's all out there and ready to go for you on UFC Fight Pass. If you have not, they're actually running a special at the moment for you to get a 30-day trial so you can actually watch the Paddy Holloway and Lewis Smolka fight tonight. Now, like I said, it all is going to go down in Ireland, and it will start at, like I said, 3 p.m. Central Time, 4 p.m. Eastern. Now, this card has really had some issues. It lost its main event with Dustin Poirier taking on Duffy, and it was a rough one. Now, there's not a whole lot of big names on this card. Actually, it moved Paddy Holloway and Lewis Smolka to the main event, giving them four main fights on the main card and six on the preliminary bouts. Now, there isn't a whole lot of big names on this card at all, but You will get to see Aslan Daly take the stage and fight this one. She's a great fighter from Ireland, was on the Ultimate Fighter season 19. Taking on Erica Almeida. Tom Breeze versus Cathal Penrod. That will be a fun one, and there's always some crazy stuff. Co-main event, Razi Madadi taking on Norman Park, who Madadi actually threw a lady's handbag at Norman Park because of apparently he was in jail for purse snatching at one point in time in his life, like in 2013, which is kind of crazy. So all in all, though, it will be it's a rough one to call because they're using a lot of local to the European fighters. And, you know, Dana White has always said that, you know, sometimes these aren't for the American audiences. They're actually for the Europeans. And so this may be one of those cards. I mean, it's in the middle of the day on Saturday, and it will it doesn't feature a whole lot of people who are known in the U.S. So what do you think? Are you going to watch this fight? Let me know on Facebook, facebook.com/thatmmashow, or go to our website, thatmmashow.com, and send me an email. Let me know. Are you going to watch it tonight? If you do, follow us along on Twitter, @thatmmashow, and we will talk about it as we go. So, all right, guys, stick with me, because coming up, we are going to be talking all about cutting weight, as we have Lou Giordano. He is Lutrition on all of the social media outlets. Let him know you heard him, and we'll be right back as we come back with Lou Giordano right next, right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. It's starting up. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, guys, in the world of mixed martial arts, there is nothing that is more important than being on weight. And that is something that every fighter has to go through. Everyone will talk about it as being, this is what wins the fights, is you being on weight and you making it in there. Well, we have all heard of the diet gurus out there, and we've all heard of this big cutting weight thing that everybody does in the sport. And there is a new IV ban out there. So we wanted to go right out there and get some of the best information that we could. And we have went to Lou Giordano. Lou, how you doing today?
Fantastic. Thank you. And yourself?
I am doing awesome. Now, Lou, for those who have not heard of you yet, you work with, you know, several UFC guys. But first off, you know, just kind of tell them, one, who you work with and how did you get involved in mixed martial arts action?
Well, it started when I was 10, actually. I started wrestling. You know, I played all the traditional sports when I was younger, but fell in love with wrestling and realized that, you know, in order to wrestle, you needed to make weight. There weren't really weight classes for baseball, basketball, and football, per se. And when I was in high school wrestling, I had asked my parents to kind of, instead of buying me some Christmas gifts, maybe they can get me a personal trainer because I really wanted to try to excel in the sport of wrestling. And he taught me the proper way to eat, balance my protein, carbohydrates, and my fats. And I was one of the only kids on the team that was able to eat, you know, 3-4 meals a day and make weight. And when I got a little bit older and started doing some grappling and taekwondo, I realized, always being a fan of the UFC, of course, you know, a lot of these guys are struggling the same way that I did. I thought it would evolve by the time I got out of school, and clearly it didn't, because they're still cutting weight the same way we did back in the 90s, 2000s.
Yeah, that it definitely is. If you look at all of these guys out there, they all kind of follow the wrestler mentality where you dehydrate your body to almost the point of, you know, absolute exhaustion. There is literally nothing left in some of these guys. We just see that happening with Johnny Hendricks, where he has issues cutting weight. He works with, of course, or used to work with Mike Dolce, of, you know, who's one of the diet gurus out there. So with that, though, talk about some of the guys that you have worked with.
So-called guru.
I put that out there because, you know, a lot of guys buy into it and a lot of guys don't. So we'll talk about that a little bit, too. But who do you work with inside the UFC?
Well, it was funny. What got me into the UFC actually was, you know, my brother sponsors a couple of fighters, and one of the guys he sponsored, by a guy by the name of Manny Wallow, he fought for World Series of Fighting. You know, he's a pro fighter, and I got to meet him through the sponsorship, and just listening to him talk about how he makes weight, again, I was my mind was blown. I didn't understand why they're still cutting weight the same way us wrestlers did back in the day. So real quickly, you know, he had a fight coming up, and he was 215 pounds and was fighting at 170 pounds, and he gave me less than 5 weeks and no IV or anything like that. So I got him to make weight safely, felt great. Boss Rutten even made a comment about how great he looked, you know, when he came out to fight. And my brother also sponsored Eddie Gordon, and Eddie Gordon, season 19 winner of The Ultimate Fighter.
Right.
he was one of the guys who struggled with his weight all the time. You know, he had that mentality that a lot of these fighters have. You walk around as big as you can. Doesn't matter if it's muscle. Doesn't matter if it's fat. As long as you're big and you're walking around with all this excess weight, when it comes time to fight, you cut all this weight. You have the use of IV, and you'll walk in there and have an advantage. And the last fight in Newark, back in, I think it was June, Eddie had almost passed out on the scale. He used IV to rehydrate. And I sat down with him that night and said, Eddie, you know, let's start working together. I know what I'm talking about. And he listened to me, and you know, his results have shown as far as his, you know, physical change and body composition. You know, the guy walks around with abs 24/7 now.
Yeah, that's a whole different Eddie Gordon than we saw here. I know that he apparently has been working with you for quite some time now. Lou, please stick with us, though, because we have to take a quick break. So we will be right back with more. Lou Giordano, go check him out. He is all over social media at Lutrition. So stick with us because we'll have more right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back because I'm crossing the lane. It's starting up. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and we are talking to Lou Giordano of Lou Nutrition. Talk a little bit about what your philosophy is on the whole IV situation, and what does your program differ from somebody, say, like Mitch Dolce?
Well, my stance on the IV ban, and I first started, you know, being very vocal about it when Bloody Elbow released two articles, one with Mike Dolce, you know, who was very vocal about, you know, how it's a terrible thing to ban the IV. He actually quoted saying fighters will die if you ban the IV. And that kind of fired me up a little bit because, you know, if you're promoting IV, then you're promoting extreme weight cutting because you're saying, well, it's okay if we dehydrate you because we can rehydrate you with the use of IV. Now, my philosophy, my way of doing it is I'm never going to dehydrate you. You're going to be fully hydrated at all times. As a matter of fact, like I've said many times with Eddie Gordon, here's a guy who would cut 20 pounds 24 to 48 hours before the fight. As a matter of fact, the night before weigh-ins, we had a full meal at 11:30 at night. We had breakfast, we had lunch, we had a shake, and he stepped on scale. He was actually more hydrated than I was. We had a scale that measured, you know, water hydration, and he was actually more hydrated than I was.
Wow.
And there was no weight cutting. I don't cut weight. I manage it. You know, that's my motto. That's my, you know, my saying. I don't cut weight. I manage it. So I'm for the IV because what it will do is force fighters to be fully hydrated at all times.
Interesting. Okay. So then now with that, with your program, you actually have you're more of a weight management than complete and total. What time does that start in the fight camp?
So my philosophy is I want to try to get guys as soon as possible. I don't like the mentality of waiting till fight camp or waiting until, you know, 2 weeks out, 3 weeks out. So my advice to these fighters is start now. You know, live a healthy lifestyle all year round. Be fight ready all year round. That doesn't mean walk around your actual fight. If you fight at 170, that doesn't mean walk around at 170. That means that if you get your body to be healthy and adjusted, maybe 10, most 15 pounds above your weight class, you can then focus on just strength. Strength has no effect on muscle size. That's the misconception that these people have, that the more, you know, the bigger guy is going to be stronger. Strength has no effect on size. So I like to get guys now versus call me when it's 3-4 weeks out. You know, I'll leave that to the quote unquote diet expert.
I like the little shots. I like that. That's awesome. So, all right. Then now with that, so whenever you're working a program with a fighter, talk us through what is an average day of working with Lou Giordano.
So it goes like this. You have to basically text me 24/7. The second you wake up, the second you have your first meal. Again, my other philosophy and why my program differs, I do not need to be with you 24/7. You know, I know these guys get called in 3 weeks, 4 weeks out, and they live with their guys. I don't need to do that. I can do everything over the phone. The only thing I like to be is with my guys on fight week. But you wake up, you're going to have your breakfast that I've mapped out for you. You're going to send the picture of it to me so that I know exactly what you're eating at all times. And lunch and pre-workouts and post-workouts 24/7. I need to know where your weight is. I need to know how you're feeling, because the one thing that changes is, yes, when you get into fight camp, then your training intensity goes up. You know, like I said earlier, I want you to be fight ready all year round, but I know that fighters don't train usually more than once a day when they're not in camp. When they're in camp, like in Eddie's case, in Manny's case, they train 2, 3, sometimes 4 times a day. So then their nutrition also has to change for that. You know, so it definitely has to mirror their lifestyle at that time. It can't be just a quick fix.
Gotcha. Okay. So very interesting, though, yeah, because we do see the guys, you know, we always see it on the UFC behind the scenes where they're living with them, they're cooking their meals and all of that. So with your plan, that's actually not even needed?
It's not necessary. You know, with Eddie, Eddie lives about 2.5 hours from me. So I managed, and again, I say the word managed, his weight, because we didn't put any weight. We didn't diet or anything like that. I managed his weight from 221 pounds all the way down to about 188 pounds through text messages, phone calls, and emails. I was only with him one time. You know, we actually worked out together, and then for fight week, which was Tuesday to Saturday. But by the time we got down to Florida on Tuesday, he was already on weight. So all I was doing was is just putting food in front of him, saying, all right, it's time to eat this. Because I believe this, a fighter should only worry about one thing, and that's fighting. They should not worry about, okay, well, where's my next meal? What should I eat? You know, should I have more of this or less of that? No, I watched what he did with his trainers. I watched what he did with his coaches. And if I felt like he needed more of something, then I gave it to him. He didn't have to think about it.
That's awesome. So, all right, Lou, amazing information here. Now, tell me then, how do people get a hold of you if they're looking to work with you? What type of fighters are you looking for? Is it only fighters that you work with? You know, tell us about your clientele.
So, you know, I started in the industry working, you know, at a gym, actually just working with everyday people, stay-at-home moms mostly. And I've always had a passion for working with athletes because I was an athlete and still try to be an athlete when I can, you know. So I love working with athletes, and I think that there's a big gap between the so-called experts in the UFC specifically and the real truth behind things. So I'm really trying to work with a lot of fighters. I've spoken with people like Aljamain Sterling. I've spoken with people like George Masvidal and giving them nutritional advice and tips and so forth and so on, because I just give out a lot of information. So my Instagram, you can find me at Lutrition, LouTrition. Facebook, same thing, Lutrition. And you could also find me on Twitter at Lutrition. You could always email me at Lutrition@gmail.com. And I still do work with everyday people as well. There's some people I've done interviews with that after the interview, I've actually gave them a full, you know, full body composition and just try to give as much information as I possibly can.
Because
I think
it.
There needs to be more of that. Not the frauds in the industry that only do things for a dollar. I have a problem with that.
I love it. All right, so everybody, go find him on social media. Lutrition, it's all out there. Go check it out. Lou, thank you so much for joining us today on That MMA Show.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, guys, stick with us, because coming up, we are talking about all of the action that went down at Bellator MMA last night. So stick with us right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. It's starting up. Just turn it on.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Remember, always follow us on Twitter and go give our guest, Lutrition, a follow on social media. He is out there on Instagram, Lou. I believe it's Lou-Trition. Check him out, though. It is awesome. We're going to throw it all out there. Go check it out on our Twitter, That MMA Show. We will be linking all of that information out there. Now, last night at the Mohegan Sun in New Caseville, Connecticut, Bellator 144 went down, and there were some definitive fireworks on this card. Great night of mixed martial arts action. If you did not get to see it, we actually saw the vacant middleweight title, Rafael Carvalho, defeated Brandon Halsey via TKO. But guys, this was by a liver kick in round two. Now, Halsey was actually just coasting to a win here. I mean, he looked great in this fight. No issues whatsoever. And then Brandon Halsey just unleashes this liver kick that just knocks him down, takes him flat out. Co-main event of that night, Brendan Ward taking on Dennis Olsen. Now, Brendan won that fight, TKO via strikes, round one. I mean, it was just an absolute taken out, done, over with, nice fight there.
A lot of action on this card from the Mohegan Sun. Now, you know, again, big standouts there. A nice, nice heel hook coming from Matt Sakor taking out Jeremy Holloway. That was in round two of their fight. Big heel hook. I mean, a lot of great action there. And then Marcus Anoush taking out Pete Rogers via submission. That was an Americana that went down. Again, a lot of really technical skills shown last night from the Mohegan Sun on Bellator 144. Now, let me know out there, guys. Did you watch this fight? Let us know on Twitter, at That MMA Show, or on Instagram, Instagram.com, That MMA Show. We are also on Snapchat, and we are real That MMA Show out there. But let me know, what are your thoughts on Bellator lately? They are really, really coming up with some just really great fights. Actually, they're coming to St. Louis next here where we broadcast from. And we will see Michael Chandler taking on Dave the Caveman Rickles. We will see Patricio Pitbull and Daniel Strauss. Now, I was listening to some other podcasts the other week, and you know, I like listening to MMA radio. I like listening to podcasts, you know, whatever you want to call them out there now. But Joe Rogan had a very interesting thought on Bellator, and that was that no matter how good they are, they're always a distant second. And he said he really likes them. He thinks they have some great action in their cards. But you know, tell me, who is the featherweight champion? Who is their heavyweight champion right now? And the thing is you don't know. And I think that's a bit of a knock to Bellator, that maybe the media doesn't give them enough credit. And, you know, I think that that's something we need to change. So we're definitely pro-Bellator here at That MMA Show. And we are hoping to be live next week with their show. So should be a lot of fun. And always looking forward to it. Bellator puts on a great show as always. So, all right, guys, stick with us, because we are bringing you back with the week that was, our Twitter shout-outs, and, of course, our calendar of events. It's all coming up next, right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. It's starting up. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and it is time for our favorite segments, the week that was, our Twitter shoutouts, and of course our calendar of events. And this week we are starting off with a former UFC and Bellator heavyweight, LeVar Johnson, is in jail. And he is basically there for beating up his girlfriend so severely she needed staples to close one of her wounds. The 38-year-old was taken into custody, and not pretty. Not pretty at all, guys. We do not want to see this. So, you know, he remains in the Fresno County Jail, $175,000 bail. Initially set at $290,000, he basically pled not guilty on multiple charges, including injury to spouse cohabitant. Not good. Don't do that. So, all right, moving on. Rory McDonald is saying that Sage Northcutt is kicking ass at TriStar Gym. And he also said that he is ready to get back after that horrible beating that Robbie Lawler put on him, and he is ready to take on Hector Lombard. Man, that's a heck of a fight. What do you guys think about that one? Let me know on Twitter, at That MMA Show. Hector Lombard, Rory McDonald. That would be a fun one. And finally this week, though, this one is a lot of fun because Jon Jones has been reinstated into the UFC. Daniel Cormier says this is the best news that he has heard in a long time. They had a little Twitter jab back and forth. That's always funny. You know, they're both humorous guys. What do you think, though, of Jon Jones now being back? I think that he's going to get at least one tune-up fight before that they throw him back into the title mix. I do believe that he will get, I think, probably one. Who do you think it would be, though? I mean, who would be the best one for him coming back to? Would it be Rumble Johnson? Would it be Alexander Gustafsson? You know, I'm banking on Rumble Johnson. I think that'll be a good fight. It'll be interesting to see who comes back, though, too. So, all right, that is going to do it for our week that was, and that brings us to our Twitter shout-out. And this Twitter shout-out is going to be to... This one is going to be an interesting one, and it's always near to dear to everyone in combat sports, and that is Concussion News. Go check them out at @concussion_news, sharing news and insights on the available treatments for concussions. Concussions are huge in combat sports, people, and you need to go follow these guys on Twitter and let them know that you heard it on That MMA Show. Lot is of really, really good information from them. I highly, highly suggest that you go check them out. And that is @concussion_news on Twitter. And they are our Twitter shout-out of the week. And that brings us to our calendar of events, and that is going to start with, of course, tonight, UFC Fight Night 76. That will take place in Dublin, Ireland. You can only watch that on UFC Fight Pass, so go sign up for it. You can check it out there. And then on 11-6, Bellator 145 Vengeance. That will take place at the Scott Trade Center in St. Louis, Missouri. You can watch the prelims on MMA Junkie and the main card on Spike TV. And then also that night, RFA will take place from Prior Lake, Minnesota. You can see that on Access TV. Next night, ONE Championships will go down to Macau, China. That is an online pay-per-view only. And then on 11-7, UFC Fight Night 77, Belfort versus Henderson 3, people, in Sao Paulo, Brazil, Fox Sports 1 and UFC Fight Pass. Man, that's crazy for, like, next week is just stuffed with the mixed martial arts action, so we will bring it all to you as we do every week. So, all right, stick with us because we're going to tell you what's coming up next week right here on the show. We'll be right back.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back because I'm crossing the lane. Start it up. Just turn it on.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Again, big thanks to our guest, Lou Giordano. Go check them out. We are going to throw out all of his info on social media. So go check out our Twitter feed at That MMA Show. Check out his at Lou_Trition. That's TRITOUN, I believe. It's basically take nutrition and add Lou to the front of it. You know, that's how we work around here. So we're, you know, not the best with the spelling. We get hit in the head a lot around here. So, all right, guys, that is going to do it for this week's show. We greatly appreciate it. Remember to always follow us on social media. We are on Facebook, Twitter. We are on Instagram at That MMA Show. We are on Snapchat, Real That MMA Show, because apparently there is some fake ones out there, which is just crazy to even think. But coming up next week, we are going to have an awesome show. We are going to be talking to Rick Hahn, who is making the media rounds now, about his retirement after winning the Titan Fighting Championships title. So Rick Hahn has always been a great guest on the show. Big-time judo guy. Y'all know me. I'm a big judo guy, too. So we'll talk to him. That would be a lot of fun to know kind of what's going on in his world and what's going to be coming up next for him. So a lot of information I hope to get out in that show. But, you know, we'll do what we do every week here and bring you the best in local, regional, national, and international fighting action. We'll talk a little bit more about some of the projects we have coming up here on That MMA Show. Like I said, we attended some local MMA this week at Rumble Time Promotions. That was a lot of fun, man. It's always good to get out and get into the local scene. You know, the little shows are always fun to see how they work. You know, the crowds and the stuff, they bring it out. It's their friends. They're fighting. It was great. A gentleman named Kendrick Latchman won his fight. He was the main event. Actually, I wrapped his hands because, you know, it's what I do. I work as a cut man, too. So, you know, I'm out there doing it all, folks. I do it all. But, all right, let me know what you think today, though. Follow us on Twitter. Hit us all with the information. Let Kane know how much you love listening to this show. Go check him out at Indio_Radio. But that's going to do it for this week, guys. So remember, as always, fight clean, fight hard, fight fair, and we'll see you next week right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.